Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio is Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
We're talking about a potential ban on all tobacco sales in New York State. They're putting the feelers out about that, but that's not the only terrifyingly tyrannical news to come out of there. We'll share some
what
more with you.
Possibly go wrong?
Well, a black market would be guaranteed. And we can talk more about that coming up. But also, I want to let you know that this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. And I'm so glad that Dash is back on board here on Free Talk Live. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was actually the first crypto project to have a decentralized autonomous organization. Dash has been around for a long time. And they've had this thing since the beginning. It's very successfully helping to continue, improve, and promote Dash. In fact,
how does their DAO work? What exactly does that mean?
I was about to tell you. That's a great question. So here's how it works. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards. So as you know, or you may not know, but with crypto mining, there's a certain what they call block time. And in Dash's case, it's actually four times faster than Bitcoin. So Bitcoin's roughly every 10 minutes. Dash is every 2.5. So every 2.5 minutes, a new block is mined onto the Dash blockchain that's got all the transactions from the last 2.5 minutes. And that gets permanently added to this public ledger known as the blockchain. And at that time, there's a mining reward that is issued to the miner who finds the correct block, who does the work to actually mine that block into existence. And so that mining reward goes to that miner, and then they keep moving, right? But 10% of that reward is actually held back and is sent over to the Dash Treasury. Actually, I should divvy it up a little bit further. It's 45% goes to the miner. 45% goes to the masternodes, which provide a different level of service for the blockchain. And then 10% goes to the treasury. So that's how it divvies up. Whereas with Bitcoin, 100% goes to the miners. So it's very different from Bitcoin and how it's set up.
Which is unfortunate because only the miners get paid, basically. If you run a full node for Bitcoin, you get nothing for that except, you know, whatever satisfaction you get out of it.
So you got 10% of those mining rewards go into the treasury, and then anyone who has a whole Dash, which right now is about $50 to get one Dash, anybody that has one Dash can put that forward and put a proposal in that the masternodes can then vote on. And the proposal can be all kinds of things. The proposal can be a proposal to, you know, advertise somewhere. Dash used to advertise on JetBlue back in the day, for instance.
I actually saw the advertising on JetBlue.
Right?
When that happened. That
Matt
was really cool.
Yeah, Matt, yeah. My roommate saw it, and he thought it was really cool back in the day as well.
I remember when Ben Swan worked for them. Yeah. That was cool.
They sponsored Porkfest, I think, more than 1 year, if Dash I recall it correctly. Yeah, they were like
the,
a major.
Really?
They were the number one Porkfest sponsor at least 1 year that I can recall. And so those are some things you can do with it. You can.
I remember Dash being there. I just didn't know they were sponsors.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you see the banner hanging up in the pavilion, then that means they're sponsors.
I don't know if I saw the banner hanging up in the pavilion.
They had it,
but
for
they were.
Sure.
I definitely saw Dash there. I just didn't know it was like this.
They were big.
Yeah.
They were big. At least 1 year. Maybe you know weren't there that year.
Oh, I was definitely there. I mean, definitely when they. Yeah, I was there. I just didn't see the pavilion. But,
so
but
anyway,
some years I didn't go down to the pavilion, so.
That may be why.
Yeah.
So anyway, the masternodes vet the proposals. They're going to ask some tough questions. They want to know, you know, we want us to give us your, you know, the money. Then we need to know what you're going to do with it, and we need to see results, kind of thing. So that's what the masternodes do, and they decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. In fact, that's how we got this sponsorship. And nowadays, DAOs are plentiful. The decentralized autonomous organizations. You hear about those a lot if you're in the crypto world. But it was Dash that paved the way by doing it first, nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, and it's widely available. available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get, and it's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org. And big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That is Dash.org. So let's continue here. We got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for taking me so early. I guess you figure I always have interesting things to say.
I don't know about that.
Sometimes
but...
you do. Sometimes you don't. It's, you know, you're kind of hit and miss. But
how do
always...
you feel about making tax collectors birds again?
Hey, how come it was so funny that I have interesting things to say? I didn't know that.
She's
was
just going to ignore that question, nobody.
She ignores all the questions.
She really does. She's really good at that.
Yeah, I understand that thing. But anyway, I put in an order today. I ordered my stuff.
You ordered stuff from your own company that you sell potions and lotions from? Your network marketing company?
Well, I'm just a customer.
Yeah.
I'm not selling. I'm just telling. I just give them.
But you do get.
That sounds like a corporate slogan to me.
I'm just selling. I'm just telling. I'm not selling.
Yeah,
that's a good point. And you've admitted, Sarah, that if somebody who you tell about your company buys products, that you get free product out of it. You get product points.
So that's selling.
It's selling.
So like 35 points is around about $100.
Yeah, that's so selling. You're selling products. Congratulations. You're a capitalist.
So true.
All I get is about loyalty dollars. I don't want to sign anybody up. You have to sign up at least one person to get it in money. You get about $90, $100. Well, if you follow up two lines. But when, I just want a loyalty dollars. I don't want to make money. So...
I mean, doesn't this undermine the welfare check that you get?
I think that they can't mess with me unless I have to get it in dollars.
Right. This actually protects her.
Oh, really?
That's why she doesn't want the dollars.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, technically, I can make about like $95 a month.
That's not a lot, yeah.
$95 a month?
It's just the product dollar. They don't even count. You know what I mean? That doesn't even count.
Yeah, you're just getting freebies.
A free product. Mm-hmm. It's like coupons. They're going to get after me having coupons.
Is that why you were calling tonight to tell us about your coupons and your product plans?
No.
No.
My thing is that after I get done with the call, I said, oh, by the way, can I ask you if you're a Mormon? And he said that my faith that I am Mormon.
Who asked you that? The guy at the network marketing company?
The one that took my order, that worked for it, that took my...
You asked the salesman on the phone if he was a Mormon?
But he's not a salesman. He just takes my orders.
Whatever you want to call it, Sarah. The guy that took your order...
Rep.
He's just telling, not selling.
And then I said, I figured that, because you know the owner, the CEO, he is a Mormon. I knew that.
Okay.
They're in Idaho Falls. Idaho is practically all Mormon.
There are a lot of Mormons up there. That's true. That's true.
Right. And then he mentioned something about there's a Mormon college over here. So I'm assuming that he probably goes to college there and works for that company part-time or something.
Why do you
like
care?
That.
Why do you care about what the religious belief is of the guy who's taking your order over the phone?
Well, it's interesting because it's a Mormon company. That's my whole point. Cause I know
why does that interest you?
Well,
I mean, I bought goldbacks from the good people over at the United Precious Metal Association, and they are, you know, Mormon founded originally. At least the goldback guy is. I know the goldback founder Jeremy Corden is a Mormon, but I don't feel the need to ask anyone that I'm speaking with what their religion is. Like, that to me is irrelevant to whether or not I'm going to get the goldbacks.
I don't think the last time I asked what somebody's religion was.
I will ask if somebody comes to New Hampshire and they say they're from Utah, just to make conversation, a question to ask is,
maybe.
Oh, hey, are you Mormon? Maybe. Or is your family Mormon? Or whatever.
Yeah, but typically, like, somebody might tell you that. Like, I don't know. I still don't think I would be like prying.
But I wouldn't ask it in a business call. Like,
yeah, that just
seems
so
seems out of the realm of where you should
go. Yeah, it seems distasteful.
He was happy to tell me.
Oh, sure. I'm sure he was.
You ever met a Jehovah's Witness? They're happy to tell you, too.
I was thinking the owner is Mormon. So they're going to hire Mormons. I mean, they're in Idaho. That's like Mormon territory. They just branched out right next to, they share a border with Utah. And so that's where they branched out to
So are you thinking about joining the Mormon church?
Is that what this is all about?
Well, here's the thing. I am going to donate money to the Mormon church. I have never done that before.
Wait.
Why would you donate?
You're not a Mormon, but you're going to donate to the Mormon church?
Well,
you could donate to my church.
Aren't you a communist? Aren't you anti-religious?
No, she's a religious communist.
Yeah, I'm a religious communist.
She believes that they won't put her to death when communism comes back.
Okay.
She thinks the communists are new and tolerant now towards religious people.
Well, the Communist Party in America have to accept people of faith. They have to include everybody here. So that's why. But anyways, my thing
that's only for now, Sarah. That's only until they get enough power, and then they won't need you anymore.
Once they get rid of the Constitution, you're screwed.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, the Ballad of the Crypto Six is still in production. They're still doing some work on this film. They've got a second fundraiser that is going on. The main producer, Ricardo, is here in our studio tonight, sitting in the background.
Wait for the cameras.
Waving at the cameras.
Hola!
And he has been working very hard on this with the rest of his crew. They've been up here. They've shot footage at various different locations and such. And Ballad of the Crypto Six is going to be a documentary film that is going to look exclusively at the Crypto Six situation, which unfortunately some of us are still in the midst of.
Hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I have yet to be sentenced on the 8 counts of victimless crimes that I was convicted of in front of a jury late last year. Aria was just sentenced earlier, I think it was, was it this week? It was this week. Yeah, she was sentenced earlier this week. And it's a ridiculous situation.
18 months, was it?
18 months, yeah.
Yeah, 1 year supervised. I think there was a $5,000 fine, but she only has to do $2,500, or paid $2,500 up front, I think.
That's right, yeah, and then $300 a month, I think, is what they want.
Yeah,
once she gets out.
Under supervised release, I believe.
So, if you want to check out their trailers they've got put together and you can contribute to this effort, they're now accepting cryptocurrency right there on the website.
Nice.
At Ballad of the Crypto 6. That's crypto, the number 6, balladofthecrypto6.com. Be sure you drop in there if you haven't seen the trailers for this. It's a nice looking documentary. So let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, don't get me, dude.
Huh?
I transformed, or whatever the word is. Don't dead name me.
What did you transform into?
Well, I told you the night, the major pain in your ass. And
you turned into major pain?
In your ass. Or in
all right, can you keep it a little more clean? Because we are on broadcast radio, and I'd really rather not have to use the dump button.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, me too. So, in my continuing, just a name change, I've actually been a pain in the ass for a long time. But
one more time, and I'll hit the dump button on you.
Well, I didn't. I thought it was because I used the word "your" is why you threatened it, and I didn't use the word "your" again.
What were you calling about tonight?
I'm calling about you, dude. So, and your business. Presumably, nothing really much needs to change in my analysis. Obviously, staffing needs to be bumped up. If presumably. Using logic and reason and fact and deduction, if Aria, got sentenced to 18 months, it's likely that you're going to get the same treatment. And so my question is, how will things at Free Talk Live change? And my allegation is that it doesn't have to change at all, other than obviously staffing is going to change to some degree. But I'm asking you, what changes do you foresee since Aria and yourself are likely both not going to be available?
I don't know. I guess we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah. I can't say what for sure what's going to happen. There's a good chance that I'll be able to stay out pending an appeal.
Yeah, it's not even likely that it's not even necessarily the case that there's going to be there might be overlap, but there might not be because it all depends on
depends on the judge,
right? What the judge says and when, because even after the sentencing, he won't necessarily have to go to a cage if the judge allows him to stay on appeal.
He seemed inclined to do that at the conviction. He made a comment about that,
and it could be years before there's actually the appeal process goes through. And she's only got 18 months, and if she gets out in
12.
A year and a half, or even 9 months, depending. It could be that she's back.
18 months is a year and a half.
Sure, sure. But she could be out early based on a variety of factors. Right. The Bureau of Prisons could cut her out after, a year or something like that if they want to, and then she can serve the rest on home confinement.
One legal factor that comes to my mind is a person being allowed to stay out pending appeal typically, and I'm not an expert, depends to some degree on likelihood of success on appeal. So what is the evaluation of likelihood of success on appeal?
Well, I mean, I don't know, obviously, but the judge made a statement. Well, you never know, but judge made a statement at the conviction when I was, the jury came in with their ruling. He made a statement that he thinks that there is an appealable issue here. So, I mean, that's an indicator. That's
the
reason why.
Do you know what the appealable issue is?
He didn't say that. I don't think he's going to give a hint to Mark Sisti, my attorney, but I suspect Sisti has.
But has Sisti given you a hint?
I mean, we're going to appeal based, at the very least, on the fact that they didn't prove their case.
I mean, you know the one thing that I keep thinking of when.
I have more than that.
Well, hold on. The one thing that I keep.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll let my attorney know that David in New Mexico said that, okay?
The one thing.
Well, you got you convicted.
No, the jury got me convicted.
Yeah. So the one thing that people have to remember is this judge doesn't really understand Bitcoin. He thinks the blockchain is a person. So it might be that, but it could be something else, too.
Of
you
course.
Know?
They also think Exxon is a person.
Well, what Bitcoin is or isn't doesn't really have any bearing on tax evasion charges.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have any bearing on money laundering charges. It would only affect the money transmission.
It doesn't. But I think what it indicates is that he doesn't really fully understand the case.
He certainly doesn't, and he's not going to hear the appeal, right? That's going up to the First Circuit in this case. Thank you, David, for the concern. I do appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Like I said, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And because it's hard to, it's hard to presume what's going to happen. I mean, I don't know. He could lock me up that very day. We know he didn't do that to Aria. He gave Aria a couple months to kind of get her affairs in order, so to speak. Although she did say that she kind of wishes that she had just been locked up because it's, it's a tough thing to do to have to like live your life knowing that you're going to be gone from it in 2 months. I don't know. It's the benefit of being able to kind of wrap things up, but on the other hand, there's a lot of stress involved in that.
Yeah, I mean, she did push forward with the hearing that day, even though the lawyer was like, "Hey, I need more time,"
Yeah. And so, he could change his direction and lock me up. That is a possibility. But based on what he said at the sentencing, but the reading of the verdict, it sounds like he's willing to keep me out pending appeal, which is unusual. And he did acknowledge that is an unusual thing to do. But had he not been inclined to do that, he would have locked me up right then, because that's usually what happens. Usually you get convicted. You get taken into custody.
It's in Aria's case. It was unusual that she wasn't just locked up right there. So, and the fact that he's thinking about it for you as well is kind of interesting.
In her case, he used the reason that she's trans as his reason for not locking her up immediately.
Now, have they said anything about what kind of accommodations they're going to manage? Is she going to a women's prison?
I'm not sure on that. That's not clear to me, at least. She may know the answer to that question, but I'm not 100% sure about
that.
Apparently, there was a change during the Biden administration that Trump had. I guess Obama had put something into place. Trump undid it, and then Biden put it back into place. Some sort of special accommodations for trans people, some kind of Bureau of Prisons.
I was under the impression that it was the Bureau of Prisons that would make that decision.
Well, they are an executive branch, so Biden was able to order them to make that decision.
Right. But, I mean, it's not up to the judge. It was up to the Bureau of Prisons.
That is correct.
To decide
the judge would
not be able
to decide
where she'd end up going.
Mm-hmm.
And
the judge has requested that Aria have a regional facility, so he did give her that option to say, you know, do you care where you end up?
Yep.
And she did want to have a local option, so he's looking at, he suggested to the Bureau of Prisons that they go with something in New England, basically. Now, I don't know if they have to follow his you know, order or suggestion.
Pretty sure they don't.
I suspect they don't. But time will tell on that one.
Sure.
And as we learn more, we'll let you know. And, of course, I suspect, Chris, that you I know you're in touch with the person who runs the Crypto6.com.
Yeah, that would be me.
I didn't know if you wanted to say that publicly.
Oh, I have no problem. I have no problem saying that.
So I presume you're going to be putting Aria's mailing address and commissary info up there when the time comes.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to make sure it happens.
Yeah,
You can. So the if you go to the Crypto6.com, there is links to join a Matrix and Telegram group.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them, they're the same thing.
You
but
get updates there.
You get updates as to what's happening. And certainly if you want, you know, the updates, it's best to join those groups. Some information is also on the website itself,
right.
But you're not necessarily going to get quite as much information as if you actually join the update group.
Makes sense. But the mailing address and that stuff will be up.
Yeah, it'll probably end up as a post on Freekeen or something like that, and then we'll link to it from there.
All right, great. So, yeah, not happy about any of this news, but it is what it is, and the government's going to do what the government's going to do. Oh, speaking of that, in New York, since we were just talking about them potentially banning all tobacco from everyone or banning it from people over under a certain age, those are some of the things they're talking about doing. One of the things they're doing is passing a statewide law banning natural gas in new construction projects.
Wow.
Remember hearing about the gas stove thing?
Yeah, nobody's coming for your gas stove, they said. I guess they lied. And it makes sense because with these smart meters, they can shut off your electricity remotely.
Mm-hmm.
If you're if and freeze you to death during the winter if you're disobedient. So, but if you had a gas stove, they couldn't freeze you to death.
Good point.
You know, I use my gas stove for heat because my landlord's cheap, and so they want to be able to kill you easily. So it's like banning body armor.
I bet they've done that in New York as well. So,
if not, it's a matter of time.
Yeah. New York, story from the Washington Post, they're on the cusp of becoming the first state in the nation to pass a law banning natural gas in most new buildings, according to a handshake agreement that Governor Kathy Hochul announced she and state lawmakers had reached late Thursday. The law would effectively require that most new buildings go all electric, jettisoning fossil fuel burning appliances in favor of heat pumps and induction stoves for heating and cooking.
I mean, the crazy thing about that is that if they have to generate and then convert, you know, generate electricity, and they use natural gas to do it or some other terrible method,
something.
And then they have to convert it to electricity, it's just going to be more inefficiencies in the chain, which is going to be even a worse situation.
Yeah, that's true.
The most efficient thing you can do is burn gas, because the heat is created right where you need it in your house.
Right.
We got more coming up. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is suggesting he could sign legislation banning abortion if he's elected president. In an interview with WMUR in New Hampshire, Trump was asked if he would sign the federal abortion ban proposed by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He said he would get something done on abortion where Everyone is going to be satisfied. A new video shows former President Trump embracing a woman who served jail time for her actions during the Capitol riot. During a campaign stop at a New Hampshire diner Thursday, Mickey Larson Olson was introduced to Trump as a Jan Sixer. In an interview with NBC News, Larson Olson said that she considers Trump to be the, quote, real president, and lawmakers who voted to certify President Biden's presidential election should be put to death for treason. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, we have time for you. If you want to join the show, just dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Call in because nobody wants to hear it.
And by the way, to get more of Nobody, you can tune in tomorrow night when Beard Talk Live will be back on 10:30 Eastern Time on Saturday nights. That is what the uncensored alternative to Free Talk Live is. We still have to deal with the pesky FCC on the air here on this program because we are first and foremost a radio program. But Beard Talk Live doesn't
There's
have that.
There's no exception in the First Amendment that allows for the FCC to exist.
That's
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody's ever actually challenged them all the way up on free speech. Maybe they have. I'm not sure what the history is on whether or not the Supreme Court has ever heard a challenge to the FCC. I'd be interested to know about that.
Yeah, especially as it pertains to the regulation of speech specifically.
But the good news is now we don't have to really bother with the FCC because they don't control the Internet, at least at this point.
Yeah.
And so we can still do unrestricted broadcasting online. And so if you want to join Beard Talk Live, it's 10:30 Eastern Time on watch.freetalklive.com or any of our other video streaming platforms. Once again, that's watch.freetalklive.com. That'll be tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern.
So check out. Just don't turn your laptop over and look at the FCC certification sticker. But, yeah.
All right, so we're talking about a gas ban, in this case, natural gas being...
Oh, God,
prohibited.
That kind of gas. I was going to say, I'm screwed.
Well, you're not in New York either way, so
true.
You don't have to worry about what they're going to do there.
Oh, no.
But there's a law that they're talking about here, and apparently there's an agreement between the governor, Kathy Hochul, and the legislature there,
to move this forward. So, like, it's not a
take more freedom.
It's not 100% complete, but it's basically they made a deal, right? So this is moving forward, they're saying. And it would require most new buildings be all electric, meaning that they would not be allowed to be built for gas. You would not be allowed to buy a new home, for instance, or a new office or whatever they're referring to. Because it does say most, so there may be some exceptions, and I'm not clear on what those might be.
Generally, it's for the elites.
Right.
Because the elites have to be able to fly to Davos on their private planes to tell the rest of us that we shouldn't have cars.
And they got
to
have their personal chef making food on a gas stove, because everyone knows that chefs prefer gas stoves.
Of course they do.
How much you want to bet it's like a percentage in the law, so you know, or like of the building that can be hooked up to gas? So you basically effectively ensure that when there's a low enough density, effectively meaning only the rich can have gas.
We'll talk a little bit more about it coming up here, but it is part of a national movement that is led by climate advocates to cut greenhouse gas emissions from homes and businesses by ridding buildings of natural gas, heating oil, and propane. The deal follows weeks of negotiations over...
If they would stop running their mouths, the lack of hot air would... that would probably solve global warming all by itself.
I really want to know what the percentage, like what the makeup of electricity for the you know, coal and
state power plants.
Yeah, state power plants is, because is it some coal? Is it nuclear? Is it like what is it? Because you have to you have to produce electricity from something.
Yeah. Oh, I know that in New Hampshire at least, and we're not that far from New York, but I know that in New Hampshire the power company Eversource does buy liquefied natural gas, and they do burn that to make power.
Yeah, this is
that's one of the reasons why the prices went up.
Isn't liquefied natural gas just natural liquid?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know. It seems like you would take natural liquid, and then if it becomes a gas, it's natural gas. But if you compress it again, it becomes natural liquid.
Yeah. That's a good point. Let's go to the phones here. We got Jimmy on the line in Florida. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Tommy's been calling in 13 years. I don't think
Tommy?
We need to hear from him anymore.
Tommy? Who?
Tommy doesn't inspire me from Florida.
Oh, you're referring to the caller from earlier, much earlier in the show. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. What's on your mind tonight, Jimmy?
We didn't know what he was talking about either.
Yeah, he's very confusing.
Okay. I would like to invite you guys to put me on for an hour here and let me speak my mind.
Well, that costs a lot of money.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, renting a radio station for 1 hour. I mean, if you're in wherever east coast of Florida that you're at, it's probably pretty expensive for one radio station. We would get you on dozens of them. So, I mean, we're talking about a lot of money here, Jimmy. I don't know if, and I don't really know if I want to sell that kind of airtime,
Jimmy.
But you are still welcome to say whatever you want, and you can call in once a night for free. So, what have you got tonight? Hello.
He's got dead air.
That was it? He just wanted to beg for an hour of airtime, and I turned him down, and so he pouted and went away, I guess. Maybe he's on a bad cell. Jimmy going once. Jimmy going twice. There he is. Jimmy.
All right, just a bad reception.
Jimmy!
And then he hung up. He hung up. All right.
Jimmy!
We'll let you call back, Jimmy, because that may have been a technical, difficulty. If you want to call back with whatever... Yeah, point you wanted to make, you're certainly welcome to do that. The number is 603-283-6160. We generally have a one call per night rule here on Free Talk Live, but if there's some sort of technical difficulty that prohibited you from getting on, then obviously we'll let you call back.
Or technicality, as the captain would say.
Indeed. So this law in New York that they're talking about follows the deal they made, follows weeks of negotiations over a slew of non-fiscal measures included in the New York State budget, which was delayed over disagreements between the governor and the legislature over bail and housing policy. Though its exact terms have not been made public, environmental advocates said the gas ban would take effect in 2026 for most new buildings under 7 stories and in 2029 for taller buildings, the timeline the governor had sought. So, yes.
Okay, why do taller buildings need gas more than shorter buildings?
I have no idea. Maybe because if you're in a taller building, the penthouse is likely to be occupied by the governor.
Oh, there you go.
It's a stretch, but... While some states have used their building codes to restrict natural gas hookups, New York would be the first to apply the ban in state law. Washington was the first to use its state building code to mandate all electric space heating and cooling in new buildings, a step that effectively requires developers to install electric heat pumps.
So this is funny. I actually have the statistics here. So
natural, the power company?
Yeah, for New York. Natural gas is 37% of their power generation.
Wow.
And how much is coal?
It's 16%.
Yeah. What else? Just give us
coal
the whole breakdown.
Is worse.
Yeah, so hydroelectric is like 16%. Mm-hmm. Nuclear is 27%.
So gas, natural gas is the largest share at 37%?
Yeah, it looks like that.
Wow. So it's good enough for the power company, but not good enough for your cooking range,
yep.
Apparently. Mm. California has also used its building code to, quote, encourage electrification. Gas ban supporters.
Yeah, I'd like to encourage some electrification in California. How about they start with the politicians?
How about they secede? California should secede. New Hampshire should secede. New York should secede.
And keep trying. If you first you don't secede, try again.
For those who really hate freedom like New York, it would be to their benefit because then they could have even more
tyranny.
Yeah. Laws that the Constitution currently prohibits them from enacting.
That's right. A total gun ban, for instance.
Absolutely.
The New Yorkers were upset when there was that Supreme Court case over the summer that kind of rolled back some of the laws at the state level that were prohibiting possession of guns.
Because they love their unconstitutional laws.
Yeah, I mean, New York could then pass a law that executes anybody who utters the word gun in the state of New York.
They could do that.
But which they can't do right now. So.
But they couldn't charge him bail.
That's true. That's true.
The gas ban supporters said the state's agreement's modeled on a New York City law passed.
New York City.
When it became the largest city to prohibit gas heat and stoves in new buildings. So this is already
okay, these
happened.
People have never ridden the subway, because I'll tell you what, there's some gas in New York.
Dozens of other cities have enacted variations of this measure around the country, including Berkeley, California, not a surprise.
Berkeley.
Spreading to larger cities like San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. So this isn't anything new. The proposal that New York is making, they're just saying, look, this is already happening in New York City. We just want to do this statewide. Mm-hmm. It's already happening in all these other places. So it seems like it's going to be inevitable. And indeed, they do have an agreement on hand to make this move forward.
Oh, well, maybe I see the point of the taller buildings, though, because if you have a big building full of people, you don't probably want to freeze all of them to death. Only some of them, so you have to find a different way to kill them. But if somebody's got a farmhouse way out, you want to freeze them to death, you can just turn off their electricity.
I mean, so I'm just thinking about this and saying, what happens when the electricity goes out?
You don't cook.
You die.
You freeze to death.
This does not seem like a good plan for New York or anywhere.
No,
that is cold.
I did not see that coming.
The Nazis may indeed be involved.
At least I know with my, I don't have natural gas, but with my oil, I can at least hook up my generator and keep that thing going.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be able to do that. Now, again, this only applies to new construction. So the farmhouse you're talking about wouldn't, at least not at this point in the game, they wouldn't be forced to strip out their propane or natural gas or whatever. Not yet.
Yeah.
That's coming, right?
Yeah. Like, well, every liberty that you still have is on the chopping block, and they want to take them all,
but it's
going to take them a while to collect the whole set.
Yeah, they can't do it all at once, or enough people would be upset about it to make enough of a stink and possibly do something to stop it. But if they take one over here and then one over there, before you know it, you've got a total tobacco ban or a total natural gas ban.
You take people's gas, they're going to make a stink.
The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Or in the case of New York, they won't. In the case of New York, they'll cheer it on. They'll say, that's what we want our politicians to do. Tell us what we can use for energy.
Govern me more, Daddy. Harder.
It's not our bodies. Our bodies are yours. Our bodies belong to the state. We are in the service of the Empire State. We'll do anything you tell us, Governors.
They have altered the deal. Pray that they do not alter it further.
Good quote.
Yeah. So that's happening there. And once again, if you are a freedom-loving person and you're in New York, and when I say freedom-loving, I mean libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist, not conservatives who believe they care about freedom, because conservatives don't care about freedom. They only care about their own freedoms. They don't care about other people's freedoms.
Mm. Yeah. They care about the freedoms to do the things they want to do.
Yep.
The libertarian cares about freedom for everybody because it's a matter of principle.
Yeah, so those libertarians, people like Larry Sharp and the people in the Libertarian Party there in New York.
I love me some Larry Sharp.
It's time to give it up, throw in the towel, and admit you have failed. And it's okay. It's okay to admit you failed.
It wasn't a game you could win.
You never
had a chance.
And that's true for everybody outside in every other state. Outside of New Hampshire, you don't have a chance if you're a libertarian. Everywhere else.
I would not be in New Hampshire if it wasn't for the Free State Project. I can tell you that.
Yeah, right. Why would you?
New Hampshire is better than other states, but it's just a slogan. Live Free or Die is a slogan, and we have to turn it into, you know, we have to make it real.
Yeah, New Hampshire was going to have larger and larger government, just like everywhere else. Its government gets larger slower than everywhere else. That's why New Hampshire's still the number one freest state of all the 50 states.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But before the Free State Project, the government was getting bigger here. Now, whether it is or isn't depends on the year. They haven't managed to turn the ship of state around completely.
It hasn't turned yet,
but
we're still working on it.
There have been a couple of years in the last decade where they've actually reduced the state budget.
Yep.
That has happened. Now, unfortunately, this year...
We're not talking about reducing taxes. We're talking about reducing the
budget. Correct. But unfortunately, this year, the current budget is proposed to increase. It's not a done deal yet. They still have some political wrangling to go, and so we'll see how that all plays out. But it's just a fact that we need more free staters. We need more liberty-minded people to migrate here.
The good news is there's been record numbers of free staters, people moving for the Free State Project every year since I think I moved here in 2016. So we've had increasing numbers.
It's been really big in the last 2 years.
Absolutely. Even more COVID. So, right? And we've had also increasing number of representatives, people, free staters who've been elected as representatives. So we're definitely making progress.
Yeah, I think it's pretty exciting, and the more we can get here, the more it builds upon itself. The success breeds success, as they say. We'll have more wins. More wins means more people will realize that what's happening here is real, and it is, you know, tangible. It's something you can point to. You can look at the numbers. You can say there's this many dozen state reps that are in office here in New Hampshire, and they are actual Free State Project participants. And I believe that number is like four dozen, roughly, close to 50 people. That's a huge win, and it's something that libertarians elsewhere cannot claim.
And there's a lot of fellow travelers, too.
What do you mean by that?
Fellow travelers, actually, that was introduced by the McCarthyists talking about people who were fellow travelers with the communists. But fellow travelers in the context of the Free State Project is people who maybe they've always lived in New Hampshire, but they're generally libertarian and they agree with us. They're just glad we settled where they are.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what you refer to as Friends of the Free State.
Right. Yeah.
So, it's basically people who can't, they're not Free Staters, they weren't able to move, basically, but they're still us. It's just...
Like born people born here.
Yeah, I mean, if I was born in New Hampshire, I might not be a Free Stater, but I'd still be part of the Free State movement.
Right. You can join, I think, and I think that, depending on who you ask...
I think it changes actually, up a little bit,
They
but,
actually did change that up.
Yeah.
So that now, you're if you were born here, you're a Free Stater if you want to be.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. If you're a libertarian in New Hampshire, they're basically calling
you a free stater. I still won't think of people like that. But, you know, I don't necessarily think that anybody who is friends of who they used to call friends of free staters are, like, somehow less libertarian or less liberty-minded. No. Some of our best liberty activists are actually people who were born here.
Yeah. So, well, and the reason they're the best is because they know everybody, right? Like, they've got the networks. Well, they've got the connections here.
When I think of the best, I'm thinking of they put the most effort in.
That's true, but they also know everybody.
I mean,
and
sure.
You can actually have more success if you know
absolutely.
People, right?
Because
success in life, in a lot of cases, is about who you know.
It can be.
And that's true for a political movement. You know, if we have well-connected people who are influential business owners or movers and shakers in a variety of ways that are on board with our ideas, that's an important step towards getting to where we need to go.
Yeah.
And having enough people in any given society who are of a particular belief system, whether it be the Mormons, like our caller was talking about earlier, or whether it be the libertarians here in New Hampshire, the Mormons in Utah, the libertarians here in New Hampshire, is going to have an impact. And already it has had an impact, and you can prove that
by a huge impact,
by not just looking at the number of free staters that are elected, but also look at the media that's being generated.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
The feds are coming after us, literally, yeah, in so many ways because of how much success we've had. I mean, I don't even know if you want to know about success when you have opposing parties like Republicans and Democrats focusing not on the other, you know, opposing Democrat if you're a Republican, mm-hmm, or Republicans if you're a Democrat, but on the libertarians. I mean, come on, that's right. Huge.
Trying to identify who the libertarians are, trying to out the libertarians, running ad campaigns.
Where do you see $1,000 anywhere other than New Hampshire?
Yeah,
you don't
see it anywhere else because the libertarians everywhere else are completely a non-issue.
Yeah, they're not a threat. In New Hampshire, we're a peaceful threat to the status quo, to the Republicans and the Democrats.
To the terrorists who run the government, because that's basically what government is. It's a terrorist organization.
Yep.
It is a corporation with a license to kill, answerable only to itself, and empowered by law and tradition to force unwilling, innocent people to buy their products, which they neither not want nor need.
That pretty much sums it up.
And if they wanted those products in a free market system,
you wouldn't have to force them to pay for
them. Right, you wouldn't need the violence to force people to pay for them. They would just pay for them.
Yep.
So if you are, you know, considering making a move up here to New Hampshire, or if you just want to see, you know, for yourself that it's the real deal, get on up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Come up to Forkfest as well. Forkfest, of course, is happening.
Would it quill you?
Just before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, I heard it was sold out, but then just today I saw that there's still a couple hundred tickets left. So apparently there are still some tickets available for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It did sell out the last 2 years in a row. There's a good chance that's going to happen again. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, you probably don't want to wait until the day of. You probably want to get those in advance for the Porcupine
the
Freedom Festival.
The real trick is actually probably getting someplace to camp or a hotel room or something. That's the real tricky part at this point, because they have tickets. But if you have nowhere to stay,
if the campground
what are you
sold
do?
Out, yeah, right. That's tough.
Well, so. I'll tell you what, I almost never have a campsite there. I just pull over and sleep in my car wherever I happen to be.
If you can make it work, then you can make it. You know, if you're willing to kind of be flexible, then you can make it work.
And there is.
Are you flexible, Brad? I know Janet is.
There are rooms on Matrix that you can join to find tickets and a space to stay too. Mm-hmm. And there may still be like motel rooms, you know, that are, I don't know, like 5 miles away or something like that. So if you have a car, it's still not too late, but you are not going to necessarily be able to be on the campground itself.
You can join the Matrix server over at chat.freetalklive.com. You can get the steps to do that. But if you want to grab tickets for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, check out porkfest.com. And Forkfest happens the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it originally happened 7 years ago when it started. It started on the previous to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Then for a few years it moved post Porkfest, and now it's going back to where it was in the beforehand. And so the Forkfest, which is a decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is June 15th through the 18th. It's going to be same place, Rogers Campground. Difference is there's no ticket for Forkfest, so you don't have to shell out $100 or something.
Because I'm in charge.
Yeah, well, everyone is in charge.
Or nobody's in charge.
Nobody's in charge
of Forkfest.
I run Forkfest, damn it. I am the law.
It's a beautiful place to be. You definitely want to come up for this thing. And it should be a great weekend because the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival is usually full of people. There's always people showing up early that want to hang out and party for extra time. So definitely come on up.
I partied with that dude.
Yep, there's no ticket cost for Forkfest, at least. And all you need to do is book your RV site, your motel room, or your camping site at Rogers Campground June 15th through the 18th. Free Talk Live will be there in some form or another at this point.
I am definitely going, and I will definitely be representing.
Okay,
so
good.
I'll be there and representing.
Right, yeah, we'll definitely be doing something. What exactly, who knows?
Remains to be seen.
Yeah, we've yet to figure that out, but I'm sure we'll probably be doing a show or two at least.
Hopefully Aria will be able to make it up. Hopefully I'll be able to make it up, but that's all going to be up to various different circumstances with regards to the Crypto 6 case. But you can go to forkfest.party and you can find some links to chat rooms and a way to connect with other attendees in advance. That's forkfest.party. So in other news, guys, did you guys hear about the Argentinian inflation? Going
no.
out there?
Are they inflating in Argentina again? They do that on a regular basis.
How do you inflate something that's basically already non-functioning?
Well, talk to the people in Venezuela. I mean, they have their ways. They're doing it. The inflation rate is 103% there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought 18% was bad in the United States.
It is.
Yikes. And of course, the Argentinians, as you point out, they've been through this before.
Oh, yeah.
There have been some disasters in the past where I knew a girl from Argentina who told me that when she was very young, her parents had their bank accounts get a haircut, as they call it, or a bail-in, where the government comes in and just steals money straight out of your bank account.
Yeah, this has happened in Europe,
which is
too.
Exactly what they're doing when they print
Greece
money.
Yeah, Greece did that.
It's just not as obvious.
Not as obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. They do this in other places via other means. It may not be the bank account that you see a reduction in your funds, but they just do it by printing money. The U.S. just did it. Three fourths of the money that had ever been printed was printed in 1 year, a couple years ago during COVID.
That's pretty crazy. So 103%, that is, I presume, over a year. Claudia Hernandez, a publishing company employee, says, in my case...
If that's what the government is saying, imagine what
actually
the real
is.
Rate must be.
In my case, I have zero capacity to save, says Ms. Hernandez, a publishing company employee. She says, I try to think that someday we're going to be better off, but the inflation we're living with today in Argentina is terrible. It feels like never before.
You're never going to be better off unless you make those tax collectors birds again.
Well, I don't think that's going to necessarily solve the problem, but one thing that you can do is... You can protect yourself from inflation by putting your government money into other alternatives like gold and silver or cryptocurrency that may do better when the government is hyperinflating or inflating your money supply. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.